Welcome to the Late Edition News.
The Air Force. The Air Force has helped us since I was even since before I was even born. They started since World War I and to the war in Iraq. The most common plane I hear about in the Air Force is the F-16, and F stands for fighter. Now, there are other airplanes in the Air Force, such as the C-5s, B-12s, P-51s, and so on. The C stands for cargo, and the B stands for bomber. The Air Force has almost always been there in times of need. There's pretty much the whole reason we are where we are today. When things went rough, they made it smooth, and all they ask is nothing in return. By Cody. And we go to Martala about the U.S. Army.
By Martel, the U.S. Army. Our troops down in Iraq are protecting us from weapons of mass destruction. And our army is brave, and they are doing their best for peace with other countries. Right now, our troops will come home this year, 2008, to America. And there will be people at the airport cheering and supporting our troops as they walk by and give them a big welcome home. Then, in the future, there will be other people in the army, different men and women. My uncle was a troop in Iraq, and my aunt worked for the army. One day at the airport, I saw a lot of army troops. I went to go talk to them and support them whenever I see one. I like the army a lot.
Pearl Harbor by Jagan. In Pearl Harbor, during another war, our ships were attacked by Japan, and on that day, a lot of soldiers died that day. After that attack, we went to war with Japan. When we went to war, the soldiers that died were paid with respect for defending their country. Today, they have an exhibit where you can see the ships that were attacked in Pearl Harbor, and there's also a 3-foot black wall with all the soldiers who had died at Pearl Harbor. Now there's still families losing loved ones at war, but I hope that we don't lose any more soldiers in this war as much as we did in Pearl Harbor.
Thanks for listening to the Late Edition News.